Okay, so hello and welcome to Balancing the Act. This is season 3 and I'm here today with Raghu. Raghu is basically an amazing person. He's traveling in exchange of work. He's basically doing the old type of barter system in the world and he's been doing it for 4 years. So he has good amount of experience. So Raghu, thank you for taking the time out and thank you for speaking to me. And I wish everybody here is going to get something out of this episode. So let's, you know, just go into it.
Hi, Kevin. Thank you so much for calling me. Thank you for inviting me for this podcast. Yes, so as you said, I am Raghu Rahi and I have been traveling since last 4 years through work exchange. So what is work exchange? It's nothing but you do something for someone and in exchange, that someone will do something for you. It's that simple. So I've been using this way of life to travel since last 4 years. I've traveled in India, in many different states in India, and also I've traveled outside India in Southeast Asia. So
just to give, you know, our listeners context to what is happening. So Raghu started traveling, say, 5 years ago, 7 years ago. When did you start? So give them a little bit of background, you know, when they're listening to your story. Now they need to know who Raghu is, where he comes from, and what type of traveling did Raghu start with? Because see, everybody has the aspiration to do what you're doing today, but no one has the guts or no one is taking that leap of faith, ki chalo, let's do this. So give them a little bit of your insight.
Okay. So I come from a very regular background. You know, you come from a middle class family, you go to college, you get a degree, you go for a job. So I was working in Pune and one fine day, my friends, they said ki chalo Himachal mein jaate hain kahin trek karke aate. And maine pehle kabhi aise like north mein Himalayas mein kabhi gaya nahi tha. So I was not very excited. I'm like ki sab log chal rahe hain to main bhi chalta hu. To mere aise kabhi tha nahi ki mujhe traveler banna hai ya fir kuch karna hai. Just chala gaya main. And the time I went there, that day when I went there, I was like, whoa, are you serious? Nature is so beautiful. I mean, jo TV mein dikhta hai वो तो अलग एक्सपीरियंस है ही, बट व्हेन यू एक्चुअली सी इट एंड यू एक्चुअली फील इट, दैट ट्रैक एक्चुअली चेंज्ड एवरीथिंग फॉर मी. आई वाज लाइक कि यहाँ इतने बड़े बड़े पहाड़ है और इतने सुंदर सुंदर यू नो वादियां हैं और मैं वहां पे क्यूबिकल में बैठ के काम कर रहा हूँ, मैं क्या पागल हूँ. एंड देन आई जस्ट केम बैक एंड क्विट माई जॉब, लाइक लिटरली आई क्विट माई जॉब. आई हैड नो प्लान्स टू क्विट माई जॉब, ऐसा कुछ भी नहीं था, बट मैं वहां गया एंड समथिंग जस्ट स्ट्राइक एंड आई वाज लाइक कि आई वांट टू स्पेंड at least couple of my years of my life to just explore India. And then I quit my job. And then somehow I got into filmmaking. I started making videos and video editing. This skill helped me in traveling. Later I got to know that you can exchange your skills, you can exchange your work to get stay and food at different places. You know how we do work and get money and then use that money to do what we want. So work is equal to money is equal to do what you want. So I just removed that money wala part from this equation and I'm just working to do what I want. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty simple. So that's what I have been doing now.
So this the entire thing of you exchanging, you know, your skill set for loving what you're doing, right? Is a concept that I believe in too. I have a travel community and we're using that as a platform to help other people reach out to, you know, like-minded people. And so the people in the community can, you know, grow together, be together and, you know, make good experiences come out of it. So let's talk about how your adventures started. Now we know that now the fact is established that, okay, now you've quit your job. We are more than ready to do whatever it takes to earn the ends meet. And now tell us about some experiences or your adventure into like we've spoken before. So I know about your trip from Rishikesh to Kedarnath. So, you know, Kedarnath has very specific religious importance also in the country. So tell us about that trip.
So this happened last year when I was volunteering in Rishikesh. So there is this hotel where I was doing work exchange. You also call it volunteering. So okay. I was offering my video editing skill to this guy who was running this hotel. Us hotel ka naam bhi bata deta hu, it's called Ubex Hotel. It's in Rishikesh. So this guy is like really awesome. If you ever get to go there, you should stay with him. Really, really lovely guy. So he hosted me and I was making videos. So he already had videos. I was just editing them and giving it to him. In exchange, I was getting stay and I got a kitchen and breakfast. So I could cook by myself also. And then one fine day, there this guy comes into the hostel. This guy is from South India, but he lives in Canada. And he says, ki yaar, main na Kedarnath jana chahta hu. So I said, ki kaise jayega? So main bike rent karunga, and then I'll go to Kedarnath.
Mm-hmm.
Maine bola, yaar, you know what? Sab log bike se, car se jaate hai. Let's do something else. Let's walk. I really want to walk. Since a really long time. Main, actually, bahut time se mere dil mein keeda tha ki mujhe chalna hai, chalna hai, chalna hai. Like non-stop, rukna hi nahi, bas chalte jana hai.
Okay.
वो जिंदगी ना मिलेगा दोबारा वाला सीन है, चलना चाहता हूँ, दौड़ना चाहता हूँ. तो मैं सिर्फ चलना चाहता था, दौड़ना नहीं चाहता
था. Okay.
तो फिर I told him कि let's do it. He was little apprehensive. He was like, नहीं यार, मेरे पास टाइम नहीं है and कौन चलेगा इतना दूर. Somehow in the evening we went to Rishikesh ghat and then we walked and then we met some people, we had some fun, you know, with strangers and then we realized कि यार चलने में कितना मजा आता है. बाइक से तो मैं सीधा निकल जाऊंगा और वापस आ जाऊंगा. जिसने ये पूरा डॉक्यूमेंट किया था, इट्स कॉल्ड बीइंग देयर डूइंग दैट. इट्स अ देहरादून ऑर्गेनाइजेशन. वहां से हम लोग को मैप मिला. देन वी वेंट थ्रू द रिवर, जो गंगा रिवर के साइड से चलते हुए, थ्रू द माउंटेन्स, थ्रू द जंगल्स एंड थ्रू द स्मॉल विलेजेस एंड वेरी अनप्लान्ड. हम लोग को पता नहीं था हम लोग कहाँ खाने वाले हैं, कहाँ नहाने वाले हैं, कहाँ रुकने वाले हैं, किन लोगों से मिलने वाले. नथिंग. ऑल वी न्यू दैट वी आर गोइंग टू वॉक. सो वी वॉक फॉर 8 days. इन दैट 8 days, 4 दिन मेरा दोस्त मेरे साथ चला और बाकी आफ्टर 4 days ही वॉज लाइक आई वॉन्ट टू. He got tired basically and he was like, I also have some time, shortage of time. So, मैं चाहता हूँ कि मैं अभी वापस जाता हूँ ऋषिकेश. And then, I'll take the bike and I'll come. So, you go. Or you can come with me. तो मैंने बोला, यार, नहीं, अभी, I've started, so I want to walk. And thank you for like,
giving me support.
मुझे basically push चाहिए था और वो push के लिए, thanks a lot. So, you can go back, but I'll go. So, rest of the 4 days, I started walking on my own. That was a very different experience because this time when I was walking with my friend, it was like we were having fun, we were doing things. But when I was walking alone, I stayed with Aghori Babas. There was this one Aghori Baba who stayed in the jungle on the side of a road. And I stayed with him. Unhone mere liye khana banaya apne haathon se. Like literally he had nothing. He was like very minimalistic. Uske paas ek chula tha and he had this bowl and he had aata. Uspe haath se bajri ki roti bana ke he cooked. And बहुत ही delicious आलू की सब्जी बना के ही fed me. And then we had some conversations जिसके अंदर I asked some questions and he was a very straightforward guy. इधर उधर कुछ नहीं, सीधा point पे बात करने वाला था. So when I asked him a very intelligent question from my side, he looked at me for a while and said, तुम मूर्ख हो. What? क्या हुआ? बोला तुम मूर्ख हो, ऐसा सवाल पूछ रहे हो. So I asked him, why did you become a baba? Why did you become a Aghori Baba?
Mm-hmm.
So he said, ki, you can't ask this question to an ocean and get to know everything about the ocean, right? To know the ocean, you really have to go inside the ocean.
The ocean.
Jump. Only then you will know the ocean, right? And Baba ji ne bola ki, tum mere baare mein pucha hai, toh main mere shabdon mein nahi bata paunga. Tujhe khud ko hi zindagi jeeni padegi, tab tujhe pata chalega. Isliye main bol raha hu, tum murkh hai. So, like some really intense experiences. And I also made a vlog, like a proper vlog series of this experience. It's on my channel.
Cool, cool. I'll give them a link to watch your experience. So, okay, now you're telling me about your 8 days walk from Rishikesh to Kedarnath. So now tell us the experience that people bring when they are at Kedarnath. You know, this place is really, really important to Hindus. It's quite spiritual in nature. I know a lot of people who are using animals to get there. Friends of mine have, you know, gone to Kedarnath and given me their take on it. What's your take on it? Because you've gone walking and this is not just the normal walk. You know, you've done it for quite a long time.
Yes. So the thing is, ki story makes suspense. So okay. When I started walking from Rishikesh to Kedarnath, my journey did not end at Kedarnath. Because I was walking last year and वो time पे COVID चल रहा था और उसके कारण वो time पे जो फट होता है वो खुला नहीं था, दरवाजे नहीं खुले थे and no one was allowed to go ahead of Gangotri. So not Gangotri, that place, I forgot the name. So वहाँ से I could not go ahead, so I had to go to a different place. I went to Triveni.
Okay.
यू नो सो मैं वहां पे गया और मेरा जो जर्नी था वहां पे जाके खत्म हुआ. सो आई डिड नॉट एक्चुअली गो टू केदारनाथ. इट वॉज जस्ट वन डे ऑफ वॉक. एक दिन और मुझे अगर वो चलने देते सो पुलिस वाले ने लाइक लिटरली स्टॉप्ड अस, स्टॉप्ड अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल हु वर वॉकिंग एंड सेड कि यू कांट गो. सो आई इंस्टेड आई वेंट टू थ्री योगी नारायण. सो या सो आई कुडंट गो टू केदारनाथ लेकिन
यू वेंट वेरी क्लोज बाय.
एक्चुअली प्लानिंग टू गो. आई वेंट वेरी क्लोज बाय.
Okay, so what advice could you like, I want to take away from, you know, this single trip or a solo trip, and especially when you are walking, you know. So what is the takeaway that you said, one, it is therapeutic and, you know, another person helped you start this journey. But if there is some advice that you want to give a solo traveler that who's, you know, wanting to get into walking or just going alone, what is that one thing that that person should know about?
I think that person should know that he can do it. Actually, like a lot of people, they have this thing ki they can't do it. And that is, matlab, normally people will say ki you need a tent, you need a bag, you need a clothes, you need this. Wo to hai, obviously wo chahiye hoga. But sabse zyada zaruri hai ki tumhe ye jana zaruri hai ki you can do it. It's nothing that you can't. Like normally people have this fear ki what if, you know, ye sari cheeze hoti hai. So as a solo traveler, we are making it a thing. It's a solo travel and it's very this and that. Normally, it's just a travel. And we have been doing it since years and like ages. Imagine sadhus. What are they doing? They're walking. They're traveling solo, right? They are not going in group. So that's where the solo travel comes from, mere hisab se. So solo travel karna is not actually a very big deal. Anyone can do it, and I think everyone should do it at least once. And if you want to walk, the very simple thing is to start walking slow. Like take a small walk around your place from one place to another place, and then start increasing so that you get an idea. Then you will just get used to it.
So now that we've understood one phase of your life where you're walking, you've also traveled to countries now. Giving in exchange your services or your work in exchange for the whole travel, right? So tell us about this trip by road without using a flight and getting to Southeast Asia and, you know, spending your time in such a place. And what experiences did you bring back from another country? Now you've explored India as a, you know, territory. You've moved on to other cities and other states rather. And tell us a little about those experiences and how you planned them rather, because see, everybody is in the know of, okay, things can be done, but you know, like taking the first step, moving beyond our comfort zone is something that everyone's not okay to do. So tell me about that rather.
So sabse pehle to I'll say ki I just started traveling the time I managed to socha ki I'll go to Southeast Asia. Mm-hmm. I have just been to one place in India, that was Ladakh, and immediately after that I decided ki I'll go to Southeast Asia. We went to Meghalaya, we explored Meghalaya for a week, then we went to Imphal, then we went to the Indian border of Myanmar Indian border, so that is Moray, and then we just took an auto and crossed the border, went to Tamu, which is the Myanmar border. Then we took a bus and then we went to the places where we were supposed to do work exchange. So iske liye hum logon ne visa jo hai Myanmar ke liye, we had applied like 2 days before only, because Myanmar gives you a e-visa. It's very cheap also. I think it was some 2,000-2,500 when we went. So, and you get it in just 2 days. Bahut easily you can apply for a visa. And then once you have a visa, you can stay there for 1 month. It's a 1 month visa. So we traveled at different places. We went to Bagan, we went to Inle, we went to Yangon and few other places, stayed everywhere for 1 week. So aise karke hamara ek mahina nikal gaya, and we only spent 15,000 rupees per head, including our visa cost and travel cost. So 15,000 rupees per head laga hamara. Then took a bus, went to the Myanmar Thailand border, crossed the border, and then we went to Thailand, and Thailand mein we stayed for 2 months. And uske liye we applied, the visa was applied in India only. Kyunki Thailand mein on arrival you get 14 days ka visa.
Okay.
But if you want to stay for a longer period, then you have to apply pehle se. So hum log Mumbai mein gaye aur hum logon ne jo fees tha wo pay kiya, jo bhi documents the sab kuch diye.
Submit kiya.
And then we got 2 months ka visa. Yeah. So again in Thailand we were doing the same thing. We were volunteering at different places and we were giving our skills. So I'll tell you what exactly we did. So I was good at making videos. So sometimes I used to make videos. Sometimes I was managing a hostel. Sometimes I was acting as a tour guide. Sometimes I was just acting as a guest relation guy. I was managing people and all those things. I was working in a farm also. We taught some kids also. We were cooking Indian food. And Gargi is a very good artist. So she was doing illustrations. She was designing menu cards, wall mural, and all those things. So all those things, we were just doing it. And in exchange, we were getting stay, food, and sometimes we also got money. So is tarah se hum log traveled in Thailand. So now Thailand, we were there 2 months, and we spent 20,000 rupees. Sorry, 15,000 rupees per head. So, okay. So far, it's been 2-3 months and 30,000. So it's like 10,000
a month.
Okay. Again, with 10,000 a month. Mm-hmm. So again, we went to Cambodia. Cambodia, maybe we took a bus, hitchhiked bhi kiya. This time, when we were in Thailand, we met a girl who hitchhiked all the way from Brazil to Thailand. And wow. She was a solo traveler, girl solo traveler. So all the listeners who think solo traveling for girls is impossible. Tum ladke ho, tum to kar sakte ho, hum nahi kar sakte.
So there are examples out there.
Yeah, and now you will say she's a foreigner, she can do it. Excuses, tum kuch bhi nikal sakte ho. She was doing it, she was quite young. So uske wajah se we got inspired, and then we decided we will also hitchhike. And we hitchhiked from that place to Krabi. And then we went to Cambodia. Cambodia maybe volunteered for 1 month. Again, we spent only 10,000 rupees this time. So overall, pura ka pura Southeast Asia, 40,000. Per head for 4 months. So wow. That was my experience. Yeah.
So now tell us,
we had to come back because of the COVID.
Oh, okay. So tell me about how you're getting into these gigs, right? See, I understand thoda bahut pre-planning will be required. Something will be required where you know one person at least, in the country where, okay, this is my point of contact. Now I'm going to talk to this person. He's going to give me one gig. Once I'm there, then I have to figure out my way, right? So how was that? Like, how did you manage to find work? See, skill, chalo, video editing, even I know. Like, there are some skills that most of the people in cities would know how to do. Basic social media, guest relations, for example. All of these things, like, we know how to do it, right? So what was the trick or what is the method to this madness?
See, it's very simple. No? When I started, I didn't even know it was so simple. I was my contacts through Ladakh. Correct. Later, I got to know that there are lots of websites where you just have to register, take a membership. Pe, at this platform, you will find lots of hosts who are just helping travelers to come and stay with them. And in exchange, they get their work done. जैसे फॉर एग्जाम्पल मेरा एक वॉल है खाली पड़ा हुआ है एंड मेरा कैफे है एंड आई वॉन्ट समवन टू मेक अ आर्ट यू नो मेक अ ब्यूटिफुल वॉल म्यूरल सो दे विल होस्ट एन आर्टिस्ट सो वो आर्टिस्ट आके वहाँ पे अच्छा सा वॉल म्यूरल बना देगा एंड देर इज अ प्रॉपर एक्सचेंज ही सेव्स लॉट ऑफ मनी बिकॉज नॉर्मली वॉल म्यूरल आर्टिस्ट विल चार्ज देम अ बॉम्ब एंड ही इज सेविंग मनी एंड दिस गाइज हु आर ट्रैवलिंग फ्रॉम अ डिफरेंट कंट्री और अ डिफरेंट स्टेट गेट्स अ प्लेस टू स्टे सो देर आर दिस लॉट्स ऑफ beautiful websites through which you get to meet these beautiful hosts who take care of you and you can stay with them. And the thing is, you only work for a couple of hours, like 4 to 5 hours a day. So you're not working all the time. So, I'm also taking workshops for this. Yeah. And because it's not something that I can tell you in 5 minutes. So I take a 1 hour long workshop and I tell everything like how you can travel, how you can find, how you should make profile, what kind of work you can do, even if you have some skills, how can you use those skills? And if you don't have any skills, still volunteer. Even if you don't have, you can still use your hands and travel. So there are a lot of ways. So yeah, I'm taking workshops for a lot of people who wants to do this.
So please reach out to Raghu for these workshops. I think I'll give you his Instagram handle. And I think definitely it'll be of help. It's such a life skill that is saving your life and also allowing you to move out of your cubicle, not live that cubicle life and your 9-to-5 job. If you want to ditch your 9-to-5 job, maybe Raghu is someone who used to connect with, So Raghu, last question, your future, what are you thinking about travel and your future in travel, or what is it like? You've not thought about it, you're taking one day at a time. What is that like?
What do you think?
I think by this interaction,
can't plan my trips. I can't plan my itinerary.
Okay. So,
I'm glad about my future, honestly. Yeah.
Okay. So in every episode in Balancing the Act, I check with people about their life lessons. So they tell me, however old they are or however in different niches they are, they tell me about their experience about life and what life has taught them. So please go ahead and give me your life lessons. So, you know, I can also save it, collect it and use it in the future.
Okay. So what I have learned all this while by traveling and before traveling, the life that I had when I was not traveling and I was working in a corporate world in Pune city. And when I started traveling, that, you know what, the life is supposed to be lived. It's not just supposed to make a living. You know, we're always trying to make a living all the time that we forget to live. So my takeaway, my lesson from this travel life is that your life is supposed to live, not just make a living. So, yeah.
Quite crisp, quite short. And like this interview, I think we've done it in a good time. And thank you, Raghu, for taking the time out, speaking to me. And I hope when you're around, we can meet and have a cup of coffee or something. And I'm looking forward to see you in Mumbai. Sure. And also looking forward to you doing great work with your experiences, your course, and all the best.
Thank you so much, Kevin. It was really, really nice talking to you. I hope like a lot of people get to know this way of travel through your podcast. And I wish you the best for your podcast also.
Thank you for having me.